December 29, perfect conformity to God's will. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. My brother and sister, we need to keep before us the example of Christ's perfection. When we allow our minds to dwell upon the imperfections of others, our own souls become filled with the leaven of evil. In our endeavors to represent the truth for this time to the world, we shall meet with many difficulties. But if we will keep the heart and mind fixed upon the precious Savior, if we talk of His love and power, the perplexities will pass away, and we shall become happy in the assurance of a Savior's love. We are not dependent upon the world and its changeableness. He in whom dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, is our joy and crown of rejoicing, our peace, our power, our satisfaction. Then let us rejoice, whatever may happen within and without. We must obtain that measure of the grace of Christ that will enable us to dwell together in love and unity in this life, else we can never dwell together in the life to come. I am trying to show our people the need of the unity for which Christ prayed. The soul must fully own the power and authority of the Word of God. Christ, the perfect example, is ever before us. To Him we may look for grace and power to overcome every fault. We are to get ready for the great day of God by carrying out in the daily life the perfect principles presented to us in the life of Christ. We are called by Him to be His representatives. We are God's children. By spiritual adoption, we become His sons and daughters. We are to live in conformity to His will, representing Him in life and character. Perfect conformity to the will of God is a condition of which eternal life is given. May the Lord bless you, my brother and sister, and lead you through a knowledge of His Word to a perfect understanding of His will concerning you. Letter 96, December 29, 1911, to Mrs. J.J. Gravel, a lay sister in North Dakota.